This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Hi, this is Joe Campanelli, the host of In the Drink. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
How you doing, Zaramba?
I love it. I always love that line.
There's enough rum in this margarita to overthrow Cuba, let me tell you. We're back here. Part two of the crazy beatnik conclave on arts and seizures. Whoa! And that is the king of the flamenco guitar, Keith Strang, of the popular rock band, the Fleshtones, sitting in with us. My favorite pizza, Pete Zaramba. And, of course, three-time filthy song champion, Karen Blisky, representing the Jalopy Music School and Theater here. And our listener, Liz, is in the booth listening.
Quite frankly, we voted. We did vote.
We did. Was I here? How come I wasn't here for the vote?
Yes, you were. I thought felons aren't allowed to vote.
It's like the fucking Hello Academy in here.
Okay. We voted, and they said it was so nice that we have to do it twice. Mm. So we're back. We're back here. And I am sitting in former Judy McGuire's...
Judy on permanent vacation. And
I think she's coming back.
And I think Judy is going to come back.
I hope so.
She promised me if I could book the cat from the Algonquin Health Hotel, she'd come back for that.
the cat would not like that.
But I'm telling you, she's missing like a classic moment at the awkward date table today because this date started off pretty good, but it's like fading like the last rose of summer.
I thought they have other ideas.
I think it might have something to do with this Japanese Joy Division shirt. She's just completely lost interest.
It has something to do with his wedding ring, I believe.
Yeah. I thought she was prepared to forego that, actually.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Well, let's see who picks up the check.
Yeah. Maybe they're siblings, and they were just really romantic at the beginning.
Nah, he's not present.
Mike, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
Since we've been here last.
Well, ranting and raving about Ringo Starr. You thought you'd heard enough about Ringo Starr, but no.
I like Ringo.
There's never enough.
Okay, I've adjusted my cocktail.
The talented Beatles. So what are you drinking here?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is something new.
Fucking mayhem here on Arts and
Mike,
Seizure
this
today.
Is something new. And since we are on the Heritage Network here, talking about food, usually. This is, it's a sort of a Negroni, but it's more of a Menza.
Oh, of course.
You know.
Yeah.
But what I did was, I said...
It's like a bumpkin with a twist.
Well, we've replaced the Campari with Chinar, and we replaced the gin with vodka. And I have to say, we've got a winner.
If you replace Zaremba with Edison, boy.
Yeah, if you replace Zaremba with Edison.
He's discovered the new vegetable.
And we have been searching for that new vegetable, Karen.
Well, the soil here in Bushwick, the acidity.
You have to go to the bottom of the sea.
I think...
The bottom of the sea?
Keith, yes. Actually...
What the hell are you talking about, the bottom of the sea?
The bottom of the sea.
For a new vegetable. Do you need a submarine? Cue Ringo.
It's where mystery can always be found.
We did have a guy on the show who wrote the book about finding the lost continent of Atlantis.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You know what, Mike? We missed the opportunity to call him a crackpot.
We did.
Mark Adams. Mark Adams, world traveler, editor.
And crackpot theorist.
Crackpot.
Did he return there? Did he go back?
He's still searching.
Nah, he's on to the next one. On Rigel 4 looking for life now. His next big project.
Speaking of these unknown vegetables, and I think the Heritage and the Slow Food people have to make note of this, Keith.
Yeah.
What vegetables were going into the space ragu that Maureen was preparing that Dr. Smith found so delicious and irresistible, right?
Wow.
The space ragu?
No one under the age of like 94 is going to get that joke either.
I have no idea.
We're testing the demographics.
Dr. No stuff?
Dr. No. I love Dr. No. Dr. Smith. Dr. Zachary Smith. His favorite dish was space ragu.
That's right.
What vegetables went into that?
Well, they came from what was that garden called, that marine?
Hydrochondriac.
Hydroponic.
Dr. Smith, He was a tool.
You got it.
So, Dr. Smith was a complete fucking tool.
Hydro Pontiac is a much better garden, though.
My favorite actor, you know.
If we find
Jonathan Harris, Bela Lugosi.
Who we met.
I love Bela Lugosi.
Same senses.
People don't act like that anymore. I'm a big Bela Lugosi. I could watch him all day long.
You met him. How'd you meet Bela Lugosi?
I'm saying my favorite. I met him by watching movies.
They went to elementary school together.
Jonathan Harris.
Yeah.
Actually, my grandfather was probably Bela Lugosi living under an assumed name.
And by the way, speaking of capes, do you have your cape?
I have my.
I mean, you must. Since
my stylishly short cape. I think that I wear as part of.
Of course, it's a short cape because that's much cooler.
It goes with the short bust.
Is it a capelet?
It's a capelet, like based on the capelets of
the Capulets.
Rick Wakeman.
Light? No, capelet.
Rick Wakeman.
Right, I know you're working on a new composition.
The Flesh Tones are going Prague. You heard it here first.
We're going Prague.
Ice. You got to do like an ice show like Rick Wakeman, like the Six Wives of King Henry VIII.
Oh, I thought you said an ice show.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The Flesh Tones on ice with
That's what I'm talking
with
about.
Cinderella.
Basically, right? It was not like Wakeman's like thing where it was like he played like the organ as an orchestra. There was basically a play on ice.
I think that's something for both of our bands to do. Right, for the next Christmas. Like thing for the little kids,
oh,
you know, Flesh Tones, right? And the Social Club on ice. Mm. Think about it. And we're in Jersey someplace.
Social Club's already on crack, so it's not a big deal.
Flood a parking lot. You know, 2 weeks beforehand, get everybody on ice.
That's old school.
Yeah.
We'll have to go north, perhaps to Scandinavia to do something like that. Hey, like that segues around. Speaking of Scandinavia, was anybody here recently in Scandinavia?
I raised my hand.
Keith Strang.
And tell us, what celebrities did you see on the streets of Scandinavia?
Well, I was walking down Jorgatan on the south side of Stockholm. And I look up, and who do I see but a famous New York character from everybody's past, Neon Leon.
From our past.
Neon Leon.
Yes.
He could be our present.
Kansas City.
Yes.
We played with Neon Leon
on a Wednesday night. We were the opening band, and that was the last time I saw Neon Leon. Up until 2 weeks ago.
Wow, he's like the Sasquatch.
For those people who didn't go to elementary school with Bela Lugosi, can you tell them who Neon Leon was?
Actually, you better tell them what Max's Kansas City was.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, wait a second. Have they gotten the bill yet over there?
I don't know, but...
This guy's not happy.
I think he's going to bolt.
She's been on Facebook for the last 20 minutes.
I think she got her period in the bathroom, and that's why he's upset.
Okay, she took care of the check, my dear.
Yep, she just paid.
Oh, and that's the first smile he's cracked.
Yeah, look, he's taking a picture.
He's taking a picture of her paying the bill.
Maybe that means she never pays the bill. That could be she never pays the bill, so here
she
goes.
And she's smiling. She's happy with the date. And everything is good.
Well, you know, as a Jew, I'd like to say, I commend this sort of thing.
You want to go out with her?
I want to go out with her.
It's a very attractive quality.
She picked up the bill.
Anyway, we're talking about Bela Lugosi?
And Neon Leon.
We were talking about Neon Leon.
Neon Leon,
notorious for being the last person alive to see Nancy Spungen.
Alive?
Well, not him. I mean, he was the last person to see Nancy Spungen alive.
Wow.
That's what he's known for. Much more than his music.
And why was it that he saw them?
Drug lore was the dealer.
Uh-oh. Okay, enough said. Let's not.
And there were fingers pointed, you know me.
There were fingers pointed. That's okay. Your arts of seizures.
Alleged.
We name names.
Alleged.
And fingers are pointed.
An alleged
now, at
finger.
One point, he was maybe a suspect for what this tragic murder.
Or mishap.
Pas de deux of death.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'd say
what a name though, Neon Leon.
Stockholm.
I don't think his mother called him Neon. Maybe she did. I don't know.
The Leon
family. Based on his guitar playing, I'd say he lacked the capability to execute that crime.
Very well done.
Wait a second. I retract that statement now.
Do you remember seeing him perform? I remember.
Yes, I do.
He was massively loud, and he was kind of like Hendrix.
I was at that show.
Yes,
remember, I sang.
Yes.
I was the singer then. This was in 1977.
When we first met Neon, the one and only time, up until 2 weeks
ago.
Okay,
the positive result of this show, besides the fact of you having this reference on the demise of Nancy Spungen, is that Wayne County was at that show,
yeah,
and so was Peter Crowley,
right,
and decided that we would graduate towards doing weekends at Max's.
It was Peter Crowley who gave us our break. Actually,
right.
Wayne County.
And then a star was born.
And a star,
I guess.
That star being popular rock band The Fleshtones.
There you go.
You guys want to do a song?
Do a song.
Do a song. Here we are.
All right.
What key is this in?
Arts and Cedars.
Keith, what key is this?
My key, guitar key of choice, E, of course.
It's the key of rock.
He's always showing off, right, with these fancy keys.
It's the key of rock.
You're very difficult to work with, Strang. And after 36 years, I've got to just say it in public. With these difficult keys.
I know. I'm sorry. I've been challenging
He's showboating. You can't see it out there.
You've been married as long.
All right. You're going to need an A harmonica, baby.
What is this song about?
This song is so new, I probably won't be able to get through it. But anyway, you'll get the gist of it right away.
Arts and Seizures premiere.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It is a premiere.
This is huge.
What's it about?
This is huge.
This song is called The End of My Neighborhood.
Uh-oh. I think I know what this is about.
I think it just tells itself. Okay, here we go. Play that a little harmonica. Give it the intro. Yeah, that's good. Well, up on the fifth floor, baby, I get to look down. I don't know if I like seeing what's going on. Everything, yeah, it's going away. Everything that I wanted, everything cookies taken away. Well, every time I know sugar, not so sweet anymore. And Joe's busy, Connor.
There ain't no Joe anymore.
Everybody, yeah, they don't care. Instruction and reconstruction and high rises reaching up and scraping the sky. It's the end of my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
It's the end. Where everybody's there, come and take a good look.
Keep going, boys.
Yeah,
baby.
I'm trying to remember the last verse.
Yeah. Maybe we needed just another chorus to wrap it up, Keith.
Maybe you're right.
Join in with your ukulele.
All right, here we go. I said, It's the end. Well, it's the end of my neighborhood. It's the end.
Arts and Seizures, people. Holy cow.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I left out the last verse, but I just couldn't. It's just that new, you know?
We get the gist.
But I think we got enough of it, right?
It's so great.
Uh,
All right.
Well, thanks. We were actually shooting a new video the other day. We were marching around what's left of my neighborhood, or what's being reconstructed.
They're building a new one for you.
They're building a new one.
For a new neighborhood. Unfortunately, they're building a new one for you, and unfortunately, there's no place for you
on top of the old one.
What neighborhood are you talking about?
We're talking about the north side of Williamsburg, Brooklyn,
oh,
baby.
Sugar, honey,
I've been there for, 25 years?
Build it. High, baby. Build
They're
it up.
Building it high. And lucky I'm rent controlled, so.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, I remember seeing, when I was a really little kid, Mr. Magoo. And the one that stuck in my mind was Waldo, his nephew, and is driving him. You know, the Chinese guy that worked for him? Right. And he's driving him.
Thousands of
and he somehow he winds up in this house that's occupied by beatniks. And there's a wrecking ball. The beatniks won't leave the house. And there's a wrecking ball, like, going through the window. And the beatniks are just like, I dig it, man.
That's or Mr. Magoo. Okay, so you got Mr. Magoo, Lost in Space, Thurwood Curry. We're
dating ourselves.
We're going to end up dating ourselves because no one else will be willing to. I do love there's like a whole though of like these crazy like old beatnik episodes of cartoons like Beanie and Cecil. Yeah. You know, it's a beatnik showing up on the Flintstones.
And, well, you're
I got to find the Mr. Magoo.
Mike, you're kind of
beatnik. Yeah, of course. Say, hey, like crazy, man.
All
right, let's get real far out. Last time we were all together, we were talking about the most talented Beatle. We're gonna take a break, so I got yet another Ringo song.
Oh, which one?
Rory
and the Hurricanes.
Stay tuned because we're in the song. But you are listening to Arts and Seizures.
Rory and the Hurricanes.
Okay, the Heritage Radio Network, and we'll be back right after.
They lie in boot hills all through the West.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
The outlaws, the gunslingers, the Billy the Kids, and worse. Say a fellow like the coward that shot Bill Hickok in the back. There's always one like that in every time of history. Most of them were varmints, but every once in a while, in one of them, there may have lived a man. He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six-gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo.
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo.
Ringo.
One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east, and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the West they feared the name of Ringo. I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
All right. We're back here on Arts and Seizures, the Beatnik Hillel Academy, the conclave of like crazy, man. The conclave of like crazy.
I've been working at Sirius Radio recently, and I again,
it's very serious. You've been working at very serious radio.
And I have to say, tune into my show at midnight on Channel 21 Sirius and the Underground Garage. But besides,
do I need
that,
a car to listen to this?
You,
like, how does this work?
No, I have Sirius. I'm going to tune in. This is great.
You're going to listen in your car?
Yes. No, in my house.
Oh, in your house? Yeah, your car's in your house.
Well, when you drive your house to work, you're going to listen. What?
You live in your car. That's happened.
My neighborhood is changing.
We're back again.
And how about that, Ringo?
How do you like that?
How about that, Ringo? Green, right? Anybody been to Scandinavia recently? Okay, so no, tell us again. The Pizza Remba.
Pizza Remba.
Health and Happiness Hour on Sirius, very
on
Sirius Radio.
Sirius Radio. And I have to say that.
Part of Little Steven's Garage.
Little Steven's Garage. You can tune in. And I have to say that I've returned here, and I find the establishment quite primitive, Mike.
It's rustic. We call it rustic charm.
Rustic. It's quite charming. Actually, it is rustic. I could live here, actually. I think of this as a lodge.
Right? And again, how much pizza is little Steven bringing you?
I have to say, exactly none.
Like I said, NPR, no pizza radio.
Like Chico Marx said in Duck Soup, I'm back because the food is better. Yeah. The food is better. And this cocktail is delicious.
Almost empty.
That's good. I should get you to play that on my next record.
And who do we have here? Who's our victims?
I don't fucking know. Oh, yeah. Well, you're getting. We've got three-time Filthy Song competition champion winner.
Is she going to sing a song?
Oh,
I'll do dude, that.
Is she going to sing
that last song? I mean, I hate when people say, oh, they broke the internet, but she melted the fucking thing with that last number.
Mike, you're getting a little blue here.
Oh, we work blue. I am the blue Jew. I am Mike the Blue Jew Edison.
Since I'm sitting in the Durwood Kirby surprise, sometimes co-guest host
thing.
Chair,
thing.
I do feel a bit of like I'm an enabler.
Do you feel responsible for
I'm
the
an
content?
Enabler here.
It's your cocktail, the faux Negroni that you're drinking.
It's the new discovery, and I think the kids are going to go wild for it.
Kids.
The hipsters. They're going to go wild for this one.
Just like they were for Bela Lugosi.
And what about those unknown
Dr.
vegetables?
Smith. That tool, Dr. Smith.
You've discovered some unknown vegetables on that planet, Mike.
A planet Roberta's, the place is...
in that space ragu that you've been...
ragu.
I saw you chowing down at that at the bar when I came in.
It was like,
that the space ragu?
It was like crazy, man. So far out, I was in orbit, daddy-o. All right. Karen's going to twirl another triple X radio.
I hope so.
Speaking of, uncharted territory, this is definitely a song that goes where I thought no man could go before.
Now, wait a second.
These are the flesh tones you're
talking about.
Okay, here we go. I started doing this sort of self-improvement thing. I figure I'll fight Alzheimer's, I'll develop new skills. So I decided to start really getting into deep throating heavily, you know, really really expanding my repertoire and you know, doing, you know, what it takes, you know.
I'm at a loss for words.
The CPR kicks in the control booth.
Someone's got to help me. I'm at a loss for words.
So basically, I don't know what a plate shot is. I'd love to, but this one's called The Money Snot, and it isn't really... everybody heard about The Money Shot. It's kind of like the, you know, the...
In the business, actually, we call it The Pop-Off.
Okay, The Pop-Off, right. Okay, well, that would be a
just
vodka
that's actual business jargon, argot.
Oh, really?
Actual industry, yeah.
Because I thought pop-off was what I drank in seventh grade vodka. Pop-off. Anyway, basically, here, let's do this one. It's called The Money Snot. Well, I've been a deep-throating gal for a while now, but I never felt like this. I thought I had all the fun you could have with cum, but I never had a shot into my sinus. Oh, better than your average cum shot, I discovered the money snot. I had a vacuum lock on his cock, and he popped that load in the back of my throat. I gasped for air, but his load went where? Oh, I couldn't duck, I think I got skull fucked. Better than your average cum shot, I discovered the money snot. Well, I said, hey, was that some kind of magic trick? You made your jizz disappear. I blew my nose, and lo and behold, there's his issue in my tissue. Better than your average cum shot, I discovered the money snot. Well, what I sucked from his pocket then became my snot rocket. Better than your average gum shot, I discovered the money snot. I inhaled when he exploded, then my nose was cocked and loaded. Better than your average gum shot, I discovered the money snot.
Well.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's bringing me way back.
It's really, you know, it's a memory I cherish. I just love to see the faces of these guys when it starts unfolding.
Golden memories.
Well, these intrepid pilgrims, you old flesh tones, they live a sheltered life.
Oh, I'm
in the
sure
men's
not.
Shelter. Sheltered life.
What is going on with you, Flesh Tones? You guys are going to fuck off to France with our good friend Just Don't Traffic Jean-Luc, right?
Oh God, it was last week that we came back from Johnny Hench's wedding, because this is a week later.
Ah, yeah, that's right. So that was
Johnny Hench,
the henchman.
Johnny Henchman was yesterday. The wedding
Motor
was yesterday.
City.
Nice.
And it was
you know, romance.
It was romantic.
I just love these punk rock names. Johnny Hench. He was there with Tony Cocaine.
And
Billy Polio.
It was a rock and roll luminaries. Well, is someone trying to reach us?
I think it's Dr.
Highly doubtful.
I think it's Dr. Smith.
Dr. Smith.
Just trying to beam in. He's a tool.
Rock and roll luminaries of Detroit. You know, the Detroit Cobras were there.
Muffy Crow
of the Sirens. Mm.
Danny Crow. Brother.
Just back from playing the psychic at the, what is that festival in Bourges?
Danny's new record.
Bourges.
Yeah. And by the way, Danny Crow's new record, his folk blues record, is super dynamite.
Really?
If you haven't heard it? Yeah, it's really good.
See? He was just in Bourges, yeah, playing at the Printemps de Bourges, and where we disgraced ourselves a year ago. Probably one of the worst shows I think we've... The good thing I can say...
Oh, come on. Even when you're bad, you're good.
No, when we're bad, we're so very, very bad. but luckily, I can say that we can count our bad shows on our... fingers of our hands.
Of all the band members combined.
Very nice.
Of all the band, right. Of all the band members. and maybe...
fingers of toes of all
and the front
four
row of,
you.
Of the audience. But in our 36 years...
By the time you got to Woodstock...
It was...
half a million...
Strong. Wrong, perhaps.
Half a million strong.
I told this story on my radio show, actually, about how my mom...
Oh, you have a radio show, do you?
I do. It's
What's
on
that like?
Sirius Radio. It's called...
Very serious
it's
radio.
Called Super Rock Sessions with the Count Peter Zaremba, the psychedelic count, your vindicator. Every midnight on Saturdays.
That whole time...
He's the only guy left that I know that has a beeper.
Oh, really? Is it a pager?
It's a pager. Yeah, he's got a beeper.
How quaint. Are you dealing cocaine?
It's so nice.
What are you dealing these days, Keith? Besides rock and roll, baby.
I deal only things I love.
You know, I'm a 917, okay? Just speaking of old pager culture. You know what I mean? I was a 212 for a long time. Uh-huh. And I paid, you know, like my phone bill, my landline for years just because of pure fucking ego. Like pure fucking narcissism. That I couldn't give up the 212 because I've had it since, I had my own phone account since I was a fucking teenager living in New York City.
Since Alexander Graham Bell.
Basically, hello, Mike, come here. I need you.
Mike, I need you. I'll get on it right away. But now that you've got
listen, I was at a time when 718 was like outlier shit.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't have a sense.
Okay, but listen, obviously 64 Section 347 is just not acceptable.
Millennial.
Yeah, it's us. Really, really. Fucking, it's so just Johnny come lately. But I'm happy with my 917 because if you recall, 917 at the time was exclusively the domain of pagers and beepers. And the only reason anyone ever had a 917 number is because you're obviously like delivering weed on your bicycle.
You're dealing drugs.
Right.
Mike, I'm going to have to say something.
I gave up the 212. I was in this like completely, it's all in my head, of
Did
course.
Did everyone find
But this completely adversarial relationship with Verizon. I mean, I don't think they really thought much about me, but to me it was like every day it was like this.
I'm a 917.
It was a bad relationship.
Just to
That's
say
good.
It.
917.
I admit it.
It's happening.
917. What the hell?
At least we're still 917.
Strings got it on his pager.
I'm getting paid twice remember right now. So let me ask you this. Where does that leave 347? What is that?
Oh, that's
Jersey, really.
Wrong.
That's just wrong.
That's just a whole new kind of wrong.
First it was Jersey, then it became a New York area code. It's one of those.
And Jersey, too.
In betweeners.
You got your 201, you got your 609. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. It's area code purism. Okay.
I had that dream.
I might as well just get out the phone book and fucking read that for all the excitement this conversation is delivering to our listeners.
You had a dream.
I had that dream a few years, not many years ago. We were driving around with Miles Barkin's dad.
Yeah.
Very knowledgeable guy, ex-manager of ours, Miles Barkin. And at the end of the dream, he was driving us around in Hollywood and stuff. And I said, wait a second. Where are we, in Beverly Hills? And he turned around from the front seat and looked at me right in the eyes and says, 90210. I woke up and I was like, what the hell?
All right. As ever, it's been the fastest 18 years on the internet today. Well, no, we really, I can't believe this. Like,
we can't go.
This is like an accelerated Hillel Academy here, this beatnik enclave of flesh-toned and filthy song champions.
We didn't talk about food.
In my mind, I
had a roast.
I was talking about food the whole time.
I had a venison roast last night.
Really?
Curtis? Really? Is that like the Justin? Is that like the Justin Bieber roast?
It's just sort of.
Why don't you call it what it is?
You sit around and call a roast a whoremonger and make fun of it for.
Now, my next question is, where did you get that?
Okay, it was given to me by our friends up in Oshawa, Ontario.
Were they hunting?
Big Al Sharp and Big Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Alex Sharp. Ton in Oshawa, the one in Oshawa.
Oh, the Canadian Oshawa.
The Canadian one. And I have to say, it was absolutely, this is the best venison I've ever had.
Canadian equals white.
Okay? A white Al Sharpton would be really bad.
And my one cooking tip, use a meat thermometer, and when the inside of the roast gets to 120 Fahrenheit, you take it out, you tent it with your aluminum foil, shiny side in. While you make your gravy, it will continue to cook to 140.
I was just going to say, Brian,
you have just legitimized arts and seizures. I have, on the Heritage Radio Network. Maybe they'll let us stay for a while.
All right, and just continue. What wine did you serve with this? I'm actually interested.
What wine did you pair with this? Okay, please pair it.
No, there was no pairs.
No.
It was a bit light for this dish. But we had a Minervoise.
Oh, yeah, that is a bit light.
It's a bit light.
You should have went with a heavyweight Rhone.
Of course, I should have.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
We could have went a Pinot Noir or something.
You should have invited me. I had plenty in my car.
Yeah, but a Pinot with some muscle to it.
Or a Cananeau from Sardinia.
That's one of my favorites.
It's actually a Grenache grape.
That's one of the great bargains in, you know, on your under $20 bottle if you can find that. I know, like, I got my guy trained. I mean, I am. Like Jew that I am, I'm the king of like the under $20 bottle of wine, you know. And if you look, you know, I mean, there's great stuff. Southern Italy is a good place to start, by the way. But
what would you pair with a pizza?
Where is that pizza?
Pizzaremba. Chianti classic.
Pizzaremba. You know what's coming back? Valpolicella's hip.
I love it. It's a nice medium weight.
Medium to light Valpolicella, but I think, you know, when it was like, that's like entry level red. Like the first date I ever went on, I felt like a big guy because I ordered some bowl of Valpolicella because that was the wine list. That was the entire wine list, and I think it got a bad rep over the years because, you know, it was just like really red. Red sauce, you know, checker tablecloth, kind of place that, you know.
Kind of place that I go to.
I don't order the Valpolicella, and they try to upsell me to a Chianti with the basket bottle.
Right. The one with the straw in the flask.
All right. This is what we call the business a cliffhanger. What's for dinner next week? Who knows? But here on Arts and Seizure, the fastest half hour in the 30 minutes today, it's Mike Edison signing off for Pete Zaremba, Keith Strang, and Karen, the filthiest songwriter alive, Polisky, of course, representing the Jalopy Music Theater, and Liz in the booth. You're very patient.
Thank you, Liz.
She's a saint. They say she's a saint.
Saint Liz of the booth.
Saint Elizabeth of the booth.
Saint Elizabeth of the booth. Oi. Oi.
Oi.
Oi. All right, guys. We'll see you soon.
We're not leaving with a song on
Let's sign off with a song. We lost our collective minds. Come on, String. You got a guitar in your hand.
Maestro.
Go for it.
Maestro. Play a song of any sort.
You got it.
Zaremba sings in a band. Sing something.
Sing something.
Sings in your band.
What's wrong?
Keith Strang, anything. Uh-oh, we're almost over.
All right, going on strong here in Arts and Seizures. Thanks, kids. We're going to see you next week. Bigger, better, bolder. Happy days are coming.
Communications breakdown.
It's so insane. We're having a nervous breakdown. You drive insane.
communications breakdown. It's always the same.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.